All right, everyone, welcome back. Ready for another deep dive?
Let's do it.
Today, we're tackling something that I know can be a bit of a headache for A-level economics students.
Oh, yeah, I can imagine.
Those dreaded 10 mark, to what extent questions on AQA paper 3. You know, the ones they just loom there on the exam paper.
Definitely a bit intimidating, especially because it's the synoptic paper, right?
Exactly. It's where everything you've learned over 2 years comes together.
Makes sense that it would feel like a whole different challenge.
But fear not, listeners. Today, we're going to break down exactly what examiners are looking for in a level 3 response and give you the tools to absolutely nail it.
Think of a level 3 response kind of like putting on your economist hat.
Okay, interesting. Tell me more.
You're not just summarizing the data they give you. You're using it to build a strong argument, like a real economist would.
Ah, I see. So it's not about writing a mini essay then?
No, not at all. Examiners actually want you to be concise and precise.
Right. Makes sense. They're looking for quality over quantity.
Exactly. There are really three key things that make a level 3 response stand out.
Okay, let's hear them.
First, well-organized and developed issues.
Got it.
Then you need effective use of the data.
Makes sense.
And finally, a well-supported judgment where you also show that you understand the data's limitations.
Okay, I'm already intrigued. Let's break those down one by one.
Absolutely.
Starting with well-organized and developed issues. What exactly does that mean in this context?
Well, you need at least three clear, distinct points.
Okay.
That to directly address the question, of course.
Of course.
And each of those points needs to be backed up with evidence directly from the data they give you.
So it's all about being focused and using the information strategically.
Right. And another thing to remember, not all data is created equal.
Ooh, I like that. Tell me more.
For example, say the question is about living standards in different countries.
Okay, I'm following.
You'd want to zero in on GDP per capita.
Not just the overall GDP.
Nope. Because a country could have a massive GDP, but if it has a huge population,
the average person might not be that well off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
GDP per capita gives you a much clearer picture of individual well-being.
So it's about being selective and choosing the data that's most relevant to the specific question.
I see. That's a great way to put it. Now, on to the second element.
Effective use of data.
Right. This one's all about being accurate and insightful, making sure your calculations are correct, using the right units.
Oh, those units can be tricky sometimes.
They really can. And again, it's about picking the data points that truly support your argument.
It's like being a detective.
Yeah.
Sifting through the evidence and finding those key clues.
I love that analogy. Now, the third element, supported judgment.
This is where you wrap it all up, right?
In a way, yes. You need a clear conclusion that directly answers the to what extent part of the question.
Got it.
But just as important, you need to show you understand the limitations of the data you've used.
Oh, that's a good point. Like, what kinds of limitations?
Well, maybe the data only covers a single year, so it doesn't show any trends over time. Or maybe there's some missing information that could paint a different picture.
Showing that awareness is really key.
It proves to the examiner that you're thinking critically, that you're not just taking the data at face value.
You're digging deeper.
Exactly.
Now, before we move on, I just want to remind everyone about the time constraint.
Yes, very important.
This isn't a 25 mark essay. You only have about 15 minutes for these questions.
Don't get bogged down. You need to be efficient.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
So let's give our listeners some practical tips for working with the data.
My number one tip is highlighting.
Oh, highlighting's great. I'm a big fan.
Right. Mark the correct extract right on the paper. Highlight the units in any tables or graphs.
Helps avoid those silly mistakes.
It really does. And don't shy away from simple calculations.
Like what kind?
Well, say you're comparing inflation rates. Just looking at the numbers might not tell you that much.
Right.
But if you calculate the percentage change from 1 year to the next,
boom, you reveal a trend.
Exactly. It adds another layer of analysis that examiners love.
Speaking of examiners, earlier you mentioned a conclusion test.
Oh, yes.
What is that exactly?
It's a simple trick, but it really works. Your conclusion should actually use some of the wording from the question itself.
Interesting.
It's a great way to double check that you've actually answered what they asked.
I love that. Okay, let's circle back to those data limitations for a second.
Sure.
Why are they so important to acknowledge? Can you give an example?
I once had a student who aced a 10 mark question by pointing out a key limitation.
What was it?
The data showed a positive correlation between education spending and economic growth.
Okay. Sounds pretty straightforward.
But she pointed out that the data didn't say anything about the quality of education.
Wow. That's insightful.
Right. That one nuanced observation bumped her up to the top level.
It shows a real depth of understanding. And it reminds us that data is powerful, but it's not always the whole story.
Exactly. You've got to look beyond the surface.
So just to recap for everyone, tackling those 10 mark to what extent questions is about using the data strategically, making insightful connections, and acknowledging the limitations.
It's about showing you can think like an economist.
Precisely. You're not just summarizing, you're analyzing.
Couldn't have said it better myself.
Now, before we wrap up, I want to leave our listeners with a final thought.
Always good to have a takeaway.
As you move beyond these exams, remember these data detective skills.
Oh, they'll definitely come in handy.
Think about how you can apply this mindset when you encounter statistics in news articles, research reports.
Even in everyday life.
Exactly. Become a savvy consumer of information. Question everything.
It's an essential skill in today's world.
And that brings us to the end of our deep dive into conquering 10 mark, to what extent questions.
We hope you feel equipped and empowered to tackle them head on.
See you next time, everyone.
Bye for now.